Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. The St. Charles Police Department is looking for two suspects in connection with two carjackings yesterday afternoon. After grabbing the first vehicle, they ran a red light and T-boned another car at an excessive speed. KMOV reports the suspects then asked people near the scene for money to help flee before stealing a second car from a Good Samaritan who stopped to help. According to police, the suspects threatened to kill the man if he didn't hand over his vehicle. A challenge to the state's informed consent law for women seeking abortions was made yesterday in the Missouri Supreme Court. Attorney James McNaughton represented a Greene County woman referred to as Mary Doe. He said the consent law, specifically the requirement for patients to wait 3 days for an abortion, imposed a substantial burden on Mary Doe's religious beliefs.
Mary Doe, in the exercise of her religious belief, asked for an abortion on demand, a medical procedure. Give me an appendectomy. There's no medical need in that instance to make somebody wait 3 days.
A lower court found that Mary Doe failed to establish that the state restricted her from engaging in her own religious activity. The high court will hand down its decision in the upcoming weeks. Columbia State Senator Caleb Broughton says the governor is throwing Missouri's colleges and universities under the bus by reducing their budget next fiscal year by $70 million. He tells Columbia Radio Station KSSZ one reason Amazon did not pick Missouri as a finalist for its second headquarters was because of a less educated workforce.
So the only way you fix that is to make sure that we're investing in the things that provide the workforce. And so I think we have some work to do. And I think that the legislature isn't going to go along with this plan. And I think we're going to find a way to reverse a lot of its cuts.
Broughton, whose district includes Mizzou, says cutting higher education funding for the second straight year is lazy and short-sighted. A grieving Kansas City family is searching for justice after someone shot and killed a 9-year-old boy as he was riding in a truck with his father. Kansas City police yesterday took photos of the truck the young boy was riding inside. They say Dominic Young Jr.'s death has brought the family unimaginable pain. GOP Attorney General Josh Hawley says action is what's needed to fight human trafficking in Missouri. During a state house rally in Jefferson City, Hawley told the audience that human trafficking is an epidemic both nationally and in Missouri.
In 2017, last year, the National Trafficking Hotline reported 240 reports of human trafficking here in the state of Missouri.
Hawley says that over the past decade, the National Hotline reports more than 1,000 potential human trafficking victims in Missouri. Hawley also notes that July raids across southwest Missouri shut down 13 businesses that were acting as fronts for human trafficking. You find more at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.